This is St. Louis Public Radio. Staying physically distant from other people helps combat the spread of the coronavirus, but it can take a toll on our mental health. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt spoke with Elizabeth Reinberg about strategies for staying sane during this pandemic. She's a clinical site supervisor at Provident Behavioral Health, which provides mental health services to the St. Louis region. Their conversation starts with why we should be paying attention to our mental health right now.
So in order to protect our physical health, we've had a drastic change in our daily activities and our ability to engage in our community and those meaningful interactions that we have for our lives. Obviously, some people have lost their jobs, so well-being is affected by this, very similar to the physical impact of COVID-19.
So the mental health is tied to our physical health. That's what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. That occurs constantly throughout our lives, not just during an epidemic or a pandemic like this.
I imagine some of our listeners may be feeling a lot different or even a little different right now and may not understand or know what it means. What kinds of signs should maybe I or should they look for that something isn't right?
Sure. So some of the early warning signs, which I think is what you're getting at, would be just kind of that shortened fuse, feeling a little bit more irritable, less engaged in the conversations that we are having. A warning sign that a lot of people may be feeling is disrupted sleep. Other things that might be disrupted or that you might notice is, have your eating habits changed? Are you eating more or eating less? Have you noticed that you're not hydrating the same amount of as you would 3 weeks ago, 2 months ago? Those are some really early warning signs that all of us should be paying attention to.
Our bodies are trying to tell us something with those signs, right? So what could happen if we just ignore them?
The first consequence that we're going to experience is obviously if we're not sleeping well, then we are going to have a disrupted mood. Sleep is really important for our brains. Longer term, if we're not paying attention or attending to these warning signs, we can develop a mental health condition. But at the very least, our enjoyment of our daily life is severely inhibited. And there are definitely things that we can do to counteract these symptoms and address them, kind of catch them early on. I think about it like if you are cooking a pot of noodles, you can catch it before it boils over and becomes a much bigger problem.
What are three easy ways or simple ways that people can maintain a positive mental health each day?
The first is to find a routine. You know, if you don't have to go into the office, people aren't necessarily doing their hair or changing out of certain clothes, and you kind of flow from one activity to the next. And that's really nice when you're on a vacation or on the weekend. When we're trying to establish a new norm, which is what we're all doing right now, it's actually vital to find a new routine or maintain as much of your old routine as possible.
Why is it important to maintain what our routines from before or establish new ones in this time of physical distancing?
The biggest part about a routine is not just for, you know, getting your work done if you are lucky enough to still be working, but it's also about recognizing when work is over and then enjoying or doing things that are fun. That's really, really important for our mental health. Another really key thing is to do something active, getting fresh air, getting a little bit of vitamin D as the weather is changing. At the very least, we can do some stretching in our homes. I've been speaking with some families who are turning on the radio or turning on YouTube and doing a dance party every day. And then I mentioned connection. We're not connecting with people the same way that we used to, but connection is still vital.
Why is still connecting right now so important?
So what happens when we're staying at home and following these social distancing practices is we can get caught up in our own thoughts and we can become emotionally isolated from other people. It can cause us to focus on the negatives. It can also cause us to perceive a state of panic when we're not actually in a crisis. So if you have the capability to talk to somebody on the phone, video chat, if that's possible, send text messages, looking at pictures of family or friends, writing cards or letters to people. There's a lot of different ways to connect.